can't resist flame. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing For Profit, a content partnership with your professional Missouri propane dealer. We've heard about equipment that uses propane to knock down weeds. Today, we get a weed specialist's perspective.
Basically, we're using a heat source to control the plants out there.
We'll learn more from Stephen Knezovic on Brownfield right after this.
80% of farmers choose propane-powered grain dryers. You know why? For starters, propane equipment is built for efficiency. It can lower your fuel costs for nearly every application, from irrigation to building heat. Farmers are proud to use a clean-burning, American-made product, and when it comes to drying grain, propane is hard to beat. It comes through on the farm, and it just makes sense. Check out all the benefits of propane on the farm and connect with a propane provider at propanemissouri.com.
Propane has been a part of American farms for over 100 years, and getting it to work for your operation is easy with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. You could receive up to $24,000 just for using propane equipment on your farm. You'll also get to give manufacturers your feedback so they can keep building equipment to meet your needs. Getting started is easy. Go to propanemissouri.com to learn more about the Propane Farm Incentive Program. That's propanemissouri.com.
Last week, University of Nebraska mechanical engineering professor George Gogos talked to us about equipment he designed to manage weeds with propane-generated flame. Gogos worked with University of Nebraska weed scientist Stephen Knezovic, who says controlling weeds with propane flaming is appropriate for a variety of operations.
So the advantages of flaming is that flaming could be used both in the organic systems and in the conventional system, which is based on pesticides use. So there's the flexibility that you could have.
Another relevant issue that has no effect on flame weeding is the fact that no plant will develop a tolerance for it.
I don't think that the plants can develop resistance to high heat, because with the propane, we're generating a flame that will have as much as 2,200 degrees Fahrenheit, and that flame will pretty much affect the growth of any plant species that will intercept with.
Another possible advantage, especially for organic growers, is flame weeding's cost advantages.
For example, if you want to remove the weeds out there by hand hoeing, hand weeding, it can cost you anywhere from $100 to a neighborhood of a few hundred dollars an acre. With flaming, we're using about 10 gallons of propane, and that can cost us an average about $8 to $12 an acre. Depends what's the price of propane. And that's if you do a broadcast flaming. If you're doing banded flaming, that price is usually cut in half, because you're flaming a band, which is about a half or the third of the overall broadcast area. And I'm talking about the band over a crop row.
The nagging question, which Knezovic says he answered with the help of a couple of $1 million in grants, is how does one manage to control weeds without harming the crop?
Flaming by nature is a non-selective. It will affect both the crop and the weed. But if you get our guide, which is free, you can get it from National Propane Research Council website. There is a recipe in there when to flame different crops, the methods and the sequence and propane rates, when to use it, how to use it, so that you are injuring the weed and having a minimal injury on the crop.
University of Nebraska weed specialist Steve Knezovic. I'm Tom Stever on Brownfield.